Former leaders of the Environmental Protection Agency are sounding the alarm about the Trump administration's record of rolling back environmental regulations, rollbacks they say are endangering public safety. Four former EPA administrators voiced their concern to the House Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday. Three of them are Republicans, and among them, Christine Todd Whitman. She was EPA administrator under President George W. Bush. She was also the governor of New Jersey. Governor Whitman, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Lisa.
In your testimony yesterday, you cited a 2018 study that said the Trump administration, quote, has explicitly sought to reorient the EPA toward industrial and industry-friendly interests, often with little or no acknowledgement of the agency's health and environmental missions. What are some of the most prominent examples of that?
Well, the rollback of the tailpipe emission, the mercury standard, the rollback of the setback rules for mining on where they can dump their tailings, and that's under the Clean Water Act. There have been some 85 regulatory rollbacks, and while it's appropriate to always take a look at regulations from time to time because they may become redundant, things may have changed sufficiently to allow for an elimination of a regulation, but these are not being done in a careful, thoughtful manner with a real focus on public health. And this is not a zero-sum game. We have proven over and over again you can have a healthy, clean environment and a thriving and growing economy. And they seem to be overlooking that, making it seem as if everything that the EPA does is just designed to destroy the economic growth. And that just isn't the case. It's about protecting human health. And that's what's critical here.
Well, let me ask you about that balance. When you were the EPA administrator, how did you balance the need to protect the environment with the government's responsibility to not burden or overburden business and industry? Because it is a bit of a balancing act.
It is a balancing act. You're constantly having to make trade-off decisions. But for instance, one of the regulations of which I'm most proud that we got through was a reduction in the emissions from non-road diesel engines, that's tractors, backhoes, those kinds of things, which were more problematic for human health than actually the ones on the road. And what I did was put together an engine manufacturer, the environmental group, the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, and the EPA staff, and I sat them in a room and said, work this out. And they came up with a regulation that satisfied everybody and has reduced those emissions by over 97%. And at the time, I was told I was going to ruin the auto industry, the tractor industry, the heavy-duty truck industry. You know, they weren't going to be able to make engines. Nobody's had a problem with it. They've been able to do it, and we're healthier because of it. You see this happening over and over again. The mercury rule that was done, again, industry responds. They can do it. We are enormously innovative in this country. You have to set the timelines in an appropriate way. You can't expect them to make changes overnight, but you can do it.
You also testified yesterday that what you're seeing is an unprecedented attack on science-based regulations. When we talk about what's going on, much of this is not just happening within the administration itself. It's happening in Congress, too, because the environmental policies have the support of the majority of Republicans in Congress. What do you think is behind that? I mean, you're mentioning all these health concerns. Are they not concerned about such things?
I think they're concerned about health, but I think it's gotten so partisan now that that's what is driving a lot of it. I mean, it was interesting. Yesterday, for instance, the opening statement by the statements, plural, by the Republicans in attendance at the subcommittee were completely in line, for the most part, the opening statements with what we all thought. Then after we finished testifying and they were asked about it, you know, what do they think? They were all, no. The EPA is way overreached. And that was partisan politics talking. That wasn't policy. When you listen to the policy statements that they made at the beginning, they were very much in line with what we were asking.
Yeah, but the partisan politics become policy.
Unfortunately, they do. And that's what's happening, we see, on almost every issue in Washington these days.
Do you have any confidence that your words and the words of your other former EPA administrators will produce any real results?
Well, we certainly hope so. And we certainly hope that the public will hear them and start to ask questions of their representatives saying, what do you feel about this? Aren't you concerned? How are you comfortable with rolling back this regulation in the face of industry, the particular industry being affected, saying, don't do it? unfortunately, what you've seen from this administration is if Obama's name is anywhere near anything, it's gone, good, bad, or indifferent. I get, and I'm partisan. I've grown up in politics. I know that new administrations come in and they want to change things and make their own. But I've never seen this kind of wholesale, it's just out, without any consideration of the validity of a particular action. And that's what is deeply disturbing to me, and I believe to the other former administrators.
That's Republican Christine Todd Whitman, former EPA administrator under President George W. Bush. She was also the governor of New Jersey. Governor Whitman, thank you.
My pleasure.